Marblehead Athletic Director Greg Soglarski joining us here on MSO News Sports. Greg, welcome. Thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bill. No problem.
All right, here we are in the fall. We got a big football game tonight, Marblehead at North Andover, 6 o'clock kickoff, and we've got all the information up on this post here. But tell me about some of the other fall sports at Marblehead High School this year.
Yeah, things are actually moving along really well for us this fall. We're down in enrollment numbers. We were actually up in athletic numbers, which was kind of surprising. It's a pleasant surprise for us, actually. So that was a great surprise for us. This fall, our golf team is actually off to a very hot start. They're 6-2 right now. They've had a couple of big wins there, and they're top five golfers are, you know, hitting the ball well. They're playing extremely well, and they're getting kind of primed up and ready for the NEC Open, and then hopefully trying to make the tournament as a team, which will be exciting for them. Our boys soccer team, they had a nice couple wins to start the season, including a 2-0 win over Beverly, which they haven't beaten in, my coach tells me, 20 years. I'm not sure how accurate that is, but it's been a long time since we've beaten Beverly, so they were pretty excited about that. They're 3-2-2, so they're moving right along, and they got Masco next week, which will be a tough one for them, but they'll get up for that, as they always do. Let's see, girls soccer. They're also playing very well. They're 3-1-2 right now. They had a nice gritty win over Peabody, 1-0 the other day. Always competitive game with Swampscott, a 0-0 tie that we're looking forward to the second game with that, to say the least. That'll be a great second game with them. Let's see, who else we have here? Our volleyball team has been on fire recently. They went down to Notre Dame Academy in Hingham and beat them 3-1. They're the team that knocked us out of the tournament last fall, so that was a great win for them. Had a great win over Milton, 3-2. They played Masco two nights ago, and they lost 3-2, but I think four of the five games went into extra points. So that was a very exciting match to watch for them. Our cross country teams, they've run twice. They have an invitational this weekend that they're attending, but our boys are 2-0 right now. They're running very well. They're strong as always. Our girls are 1-1. They're doing a great job. We have a new coach with them, trying to get him, up to speed with everything. And after he helped out with the track teams last year, so he's doing a great job. And things are moving right along here. We're very happy with how things are going. And then finally, our field hockey team. I forgot to mention that beforehand. They're off to a good start. They're 2-4 right now. They've had a couple tough ones, but our coach Linda Rice Collins actually earned her 300th win the other day, which was really exciting for the girls and for the community to see that happen.
Yeah. Hey, well, congratulations. Hey, Greg, as you were going along, I'm thinking, wait a minute, what sport didn't he get to? I'm thinking field hockey, but you got it. You nailed
it. That was the last I wanted to end with a bang, and I was kind of going through my list here, and I had to go back to make sure I had Linda's 300th win there towards the end. A nice little capper.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's been a great fall, and it's moving by fast, huh?
It is, yeah. It's flying. We've been kind of getting things ready for the winter registration and all that stuff, so it's just things are flying right along. I feel like the fall always cruises right along. You kind of try to get yourself back into the swing of things. Next thing you know, it's October, and we're talking about playoffs and talking about moving things along for the winter season. It's kind of crazy, but we're flying right along.
Hey, let me just close with one kind of open-ended question about the Northeastern Conference. Is there any news or anything happening, or the ADs discussing anything significant here of late, or that you can share with us here?
No, nothing really substantial. We're we meet monthly, and anything that comes up, we vet it through our level that we're in towards the principals. If anything kind of important is coming down the pipe, but nothing really too crazy right now. So things seem to be moving right along.
All right, Greg, great talking with you, and good luck to the football team tonight.
Thanks a lot, Bill. I appreciate it.
All right, there he is, Greg Soglarski, athletic director at Marblehead High School, with us here on MSONewsports.com.